It will be just the same, the commander had promised, as stepping off a diving board on Earth. Nothing to it, if you make a good entry. And if I don't, he had asked, then you'll have to go back and try again. Something slapped him across the feet, hard, but not viciously. A million slimy hands were tearing at his body. There was a roaring in his ears, a mounting pressure, and even though his eyes were tightly closed, he could tell that darkness was falling as he arrowed down into the depths of the cylindrical sea. With all his strength, he started to swim upwards towards the fading light. He could not open his eyes for more than a single blink. The poisonous water felt like acid when he did so. He seemed to have been struggling for ages, and more than once he had a nightmare fear that he had lost his orientation and was really swimming downwards. Then he would risk another quick glimpse, and every time the light was stronger. His eyes were still clenched tightly shut when he broke water. He gulped a precious mouthful of air, rolled over on his back, and looked around. Resolution was heading towards him at top speed. Within seconds, eager hands had grabbed him and dragged him aboard. "Did you swallow any water?" was the commander's anxious question. "I don't think so." "Rinse out with this, anyway." "That's fine. How do you feel?"
"I'm not really sure. I'll let you know in a minute." "Oh, thanks, everybody."
The minute was barely up when Jimmy was only too sure how he felt.
"I'm going to be sick," he confessed miserably.
His rescuers were incredulous.
"In a dead calm? On a flat sea?"
protested Sergeant Barnes, who seemed to regard Jimmy's plight as a direct reflection on her skill.
"I'd hardly call it flat,"
said the commander, waving his arm around the band of water that circled the sky.
"But don't be ashamed. You may have swallowed some of that stuff. Get rid of it as quickly as you can."
Jimmy was still straining, unheroically and unsuccessfully, when there was a sudden flicker of light in the sky behind them. All eyes turned towards the South Pole, and Jimmy instantly forgot his sickness. The horns had started their firework display again. There were the kilometer-long streamers of fire, dancing from the central spike to its smaller companions. Once again they began their stately rotation, as if invisible dancers were winding their ribbons around an electric maypole. But now they began to accelerate, moving faster and faster, until they blurred into a flickering cone of light. It was a spectacle more awe-inspiring than any they had yet seen here, and it brought with it a distant crackling roar, which added to the impression of overwhelming power. The display lasted for about 5 minutes, then it stopped as abruptly as if someone had turned a switch.
"I'd like to know what the Rama Committee make of that," Norton muttered to no one in particular. "Has anyone here got any theories?"
There was no time for an answer, because at that moment Hub Control called in great excitement.
"Resolution, are you okay? Did you feel that?"
"Feel what?"
"We think it was an earthquake. It must have happened the minute those fireworks stopped."
"Any damage?"
"I don't think so. It wasn't really violent, but it shook us up a bit."
"We felt nothing at all. But we wouldn't out here in the sea."
"Of course. Silly of me. Anyway, everything seems quiet now. Until next time."
"Yes, until the next time," Norton echoed.
The mystery of Rama was steadily growing. The more they discovered about it, the less they understood. There was a sudden shout from the helm.
"Skipper, look! Up there in the sky!"
Norton lifted his eyes, swiftly scanning the circuit of the sea. He saw nothing, until his gaze had almost reached the zenith, and he was staring at the other side of the world.
"My God!"
he whispered slowly, as he realized that the next time was already almost here. A tidal wave was racing towards them, down the eternal curve of the cylindrical sea.